VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Soraya, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey people, it's your host Soraya. How's your day going? For the current generation, social media almost rules our lives. You may think, we're not celebrities, what's the problem? Actually, once you join the social media game, you end up being evaluated by people around you from every angle. And of course, criticism comes much easier than before. So, if you're somewhat annoyed by sarcastic or insincere comments, what should you do? Let's take a look at the sentence that may give you some idea of how to shut haters up. Alright, so today's sentence is, people who are critical are usually looking for some kind of reaction, and when you ignore them, they're likely to drop it. People who are critical are usually looking for some kind of reaction, and when you ignore them, they're likely to drop it. 中文的话就是说，对于那些批判性很强的人呢，他们通常都是会想要寻求一些回应，所以当你无视他们的时候呢，他们可能就会就此放弃。Okay, so here, who are critical? Who are critical? 这个是一个形容词子句。那既然它都叫形容词子句了嘛，就代表这一个小子句呢是作为形容词来使用。那这也是为什么在 who are critical 后面又有再出现一次 be 动词 are。因为这句句子的主词呢就是 people， 那主要的动词呢就是 are， 那 who are critical 呢就是一个形容词夹在中间这样子。好，那我们来看 critical 是什么意思。那 critical 呢就是批评的、批判的，也或者是挑剔的意思哦。那例句的话可以是 She is very critical of the way we raise our children， 她对于我们养小孩的方式有很多意见。那既然我们现在是生活在一个资讯爆炸的时代，那大家一定有听过吧？我们在这样子的时代里面呢，需要有一个批判性思考的能力，对吧？就是要有一个独立思考的能力吧，去分辨对错的这一个技能。那这个批判性思考的英文呢，就是 critical thinking。critical thinking。So you can say, since we're living in the era of information overload,Critical thinking is essential. 好，那 critical 呢，也可以是关键性的、决定性的意思。For example, temperature is a critical factor in fruit storage. 温度是储存水果很关键性的因素。好，那我们继续回来看句子。People who are critical are usually looking for some kind of reaction. 那这边 looking for 呢，它其实是一个很常见的片语嘛，大家一定也知道，就是寻找或者是期待这样子。英文的话，你可以说 anticipate， anticipate 就是在期待嘛，或者是就是等待那种感觉，或者是 search， find， 就是这样子很直观，寻求或者是等待的这种用词。好，所以呢 people who are looking for some kind of reaction, and when you ignore them, ignore 这个字呢，它是一个动词，意思就是不理睬、忽视的意思。这个字也蛮常见的。那我跟你们补充一个跟 ignore 有关的一个小俚语，就是 ignorance is bliss。Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance 就是 ignore 的名词态，那 bliss 呢就是福气，小确幸这种感觉。那你们猜一下什么意思？它就是无知便是福的意思啦。所以再讲一次哦，就是 ignorance is bliss. 那 bliss 就是 B-L-I-S-S. 好，那我们现在来看到句子最后一段是 They're likely to drop it. They're likely to drop it.Likely 呢就是有可能的，类似，应该就会。那英文的话呢，类似的词可以用 possible 或者是 probable 来做取代。那最后呢，他说 they're likely to drop it， they're likely to drop it。 那 drop it 是什么意思呢？没错，就是物理上来说就是 you drop something 嘛，对不对？就是你把什么东西掉到地上。那 口语上来说呢 drop it 可以就是叫别人不要再讲这件事情了，然后是比较负面的那一种，就是像句子的话可以是 I don't want to talk about this anymore, just drop it please, 我不太想再讲这件事情了，可不可以拜托就是不要再讲了。 Okay, and nothing complicated, right? What are your own strategies of dealing with those who are not willing to give you positive feedback?Mine is just go with whatever nonsense he or she says and not let it get to you. Like if someone's judging you again and just tells you, oh, your eyes are so small, can you even see me? And you can just say, they are small, right? I know. You know, I've been blaming my dad since I was born. But I still love them. And I love my dad too. Just talk whatever nonsense back. Trust me, it feels awesome when you do so, because you can clearly tell that this is not what they're expecting. I've shared mine. What about yours? Comment down below and tell us about it. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Have a brilliant day and stay positive. See ya!